here to wake up to Toucher and Rich.
No way.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hello.
This is the guy from Machine.
Guy from Machine.
Come see me. And it wouldn't be 98 Mile without your favorite bartender in the city. Come to the Machine, 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 Machine. This one's for you, Freddie. Sports are the jam. It's the place where the hosts are schlubbing and the co-hosts chubbing. Except Fred, he will be my hubby. Hello! All your hosts should come here soon. Come to Machine and check your boom boom. I'll be happy. I'll sing my tune.
I'll boopity bop with a boom boom boom.
Come to Machine today. Get your boom boom on the floor tonight. Bring Remy. Come to Machine today. Say that guy named Dennis Eckersley. Just for me. Check that boom boom. Check that boom boom. Hello, Freddy.
Hello.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Hello, Freddy.
Hello.
A rugged double bear. Check that boom boom for me. This is the guy from Machine. Check that boom boom.
Wave the flag, honey. The game flag power.
Hello. Check that boom boom. Come to the Machine, 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 Machine. Check that boom boom. See you Friday or Saturday night. Bye. Check that boom boom for me.
Hello.
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Is there anyone that creates more of a sensation? More, that just makes you feel good right away and gets you energized than the guy from Machine.
Mm-hmm. All you just got to hear those words is,
Fred, hello!
And he's like, all right.
And I always feel very proud of myself every time he says, Fred, hello.
Fred, hello!
The gay community is so accepting of different looks, I really got to tell you.
Well, I mean, so he has rated us before. Now, our good friend Guy from Machine, we've had him in studio, you know, several times, but
he's gay.
He is. And he ended up rating, like, you know, gave us, like, you said you were a gopher?
Double bear, I thought.
No. Some other guy, like, at a gay parade said I was a gopher.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You were a rugged double bear, I think.
Yeah, rugged double bear.
All right. I was... wasn't very flattering with me. And I think he liked Wallach.
Well, who doesn't?
I think he thought that...
Oh, I might have been a groundhog for when the guy at the parade, a groundhog.
No, I thought it was gopher because it was like, go for this, go for that.
I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe it was a groundhog. I don't know.
But I was a rugged double bear from the guy from Machine.
Okay, well, we'll go with that. So we were discussing Mike Giardi the other day on the air, and I said he was a hunk. He said he's not a hunk. He's a cutie pie. And we said, well, listen, we just need to get Guy from Machine the definitive answer as to what he would be classified as, and we brought several pictures. We just said, let's just take all the employees that we can put together from NBC Sports Boston and let him go crazy and just let him rate them
and apparently
categorize them.
Apparently he was running around. He had work to do, and
oh yeah,
Nick was saying that he was all over the place.
It was a busy night over at Machine. So let's go down to Boylston Street and meet our good friend. Once again, the return of the guy from Machine as he rates the members of CBS Sports Boston.
NBC Sports Boston.
Did I say? Oh, yes. Okay. NBC Sports Boston.
All right, here we go.
Can we use this for the radio?
I'm going to be on the radio?
Yes.
Yes. So the guy from Machine, welcome you back. I'm back again. Hello.
Is there anyone who brings more excitement?
It is pure joy.
Yeah.
It truly is.
I mean, who could not like the guy from Machine?
It's a ray of sunshine.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Immediately, is just he's never down in the dumps.
Nope.
Nope.
I kind of feel like we're at the top of a roller coaster.
All right. We're all right.
All right.
We're all right. Here we go.
Again. Hello.
When I was on the phone with Brad Miguel, Al Smith was running for president, and he said,
"I'm
a radio."
That's nice.
What
time of day is this?
That's not Nick, by the way.
No, no, I understand. What time of day is this?
I just think this is like a grizzled drunk at the bar machine.
That's just right. Like, he's just like, so meanwhile, while Nick's trying to talk to him, you've got like, you know, hey, you know, the guy from like all the movies just like slapping the bar, just throwing in his commentary. And God bless the guy from Machine. That's nice.
Yeah.
Whatever you just gurgled.
Yeah, whatever. The guy from Machine doesn't care.
When I was young, it was called branding out. Al Smith was running for president, and he said, I'm a branding out.
That's nice.
How are you?
I mean, I miss you.
This morning, we were talking about who is the biggest hunk. So, right now, you have five photos in front of you. This guy's name is Mike Giardi. What do you think of Mike?
Mike Giardi, wow. Lacrosse.
What?
Mike Giardi used to play lacrosse.
Okay. Now, play at Holy Cross?
Or maybe it was Holy Cross?
I thought he said lacrosse.
Okay.
We have to replay it. I thought he said lacrosse.
Either way, I'm sure he doesn't even know what he said.
No. In fact, I wish he wasn't there.
Maybe I will in this interview.
Just an old grizzled drunk.
What do you think of Mike?
Mike Giardi played Holy Cross.
What?
Mike Giardi played for lacrosse as a linebacker.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, now you do.
What do you think of Mike?
Handsome individual.
Is he a hunk or a cutie pie?
Okay, stop. What do you think? What will guy from Machine say?
Cutie pie.
Cutie pie, cutie pie, cutie pie, cutie pie.
I'll go the other way. I say he's enamored with him and we'll call him... not a hunk, but a version of it.
Or he might go off the script.
Oh, it's a good point. What animal will we compare him to?
Or call him like a power bottom or something.
A power bottom?
Or a twink.
Okay.
And there's many things he could call him.
I hope he calls him a power bottom. This is one I hope you get right, Fred.
All right, here we go.
I would say he's just a cutie pie.
Had it right from the beginning.
Well done.
I know my male beauty.
Wow.
I know my male beauty.
Had it right from the very beginning.
Yep, you talk to me. I got, I know what time it is. All right. Rich has got to look at his face like we're about to make someone very sad.
By the way, people are saying, what's Nick's dad doing at the bar?
His name is Mark Chanel.
Nicholas, are you going to Machine?
You are a dick, you.
Ha. I would say he's just a cutie pie. He has nice features. He has French features.
He has what?
French features, like he's French.
Okay, how do you define the French features?
The who?
The Frenchman who died drinking his milk.
Oh, what Frenchman? Do you know? What's his name?
Pierre.
Oh, Pierre.
He died drinking his milk.
Wait a minute. What?
His milk. You ever drink
from milk? His body or from a glass of milk?
The cow fell on
him. Oh!
Jesus.
What?
Sleep on a recliner.
You know, the guy in French when he died drinking milk.
What? What happened? Yeah, drinking milk. What was his name? Pierre.
Milk from his body?
He died drinking. The cow fell on him.
I didn't even understand the joke.
Yes, it was like a minute and a half long drunk setup.
Now, back to my joke book. All right. So much guy from Machine to get to. As he rates the looks of the NBC Sports Boston crew, already I feel vindicated in that Mike Giardi, no hunk, cutie pie.
Uh-huh. Cutie pie, yep.
Yep.
Okay.
That was a long walk, but worth the trip.
That was a long cow joke.
Yeah. Why don't we go to the next person? Yeah. This guy.
Football player, right?
No. He's an anchor. His name is Phil Perry.
Oh, is he single?
Okay, already we're in Hunkville.
Yeah,
all right.
This one's obvious.
And he might have a feeling that Phil would be available.
Well, he just asked. I mean, he asked if Phil was.
Yeah, I think that he might think that Phil would be interested in the guy from Machine.
Okay, what do you think he's going to call Phil?
Hunk or something off the page.
You're pretty confident he's going to call him a hunk.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to call him a hunk or... A term that I'm not overly familiar with.
Okay.
His name is Phil. Phil Perry.
Oh, is he single? I'm not trying to jump
I can put in a good word for you if you want.
I wouldn't mind if you do.
So what do you think of Phil?
Nice teeth. Nice smile. He looked like a football player. He's in the gym faithfully 4 o'clock in the morning before he hits wherever he's working.
Do you think he's a hunk or a cutie pie?
I would say a hunk.
Oh, this Fred, 2 for 2.
Yeah.
2 for 2.
Yep.
If there was something called, like, Gay Jeopardy...
You would win?
I would win constantly.
You would be the winner.
Ah, you could, if there was like, what is it, a match game with the, like, gay match game?
That's right.
Like, I would dominate. I know how to look at a man and look him over.
Yes, you do.
There's no question about that. But there's so many more to get to.
Oh, I mean, yeah, there are.
Okay, so.
Yeah, there's 3 more to get to.
Whatever you're so worried about, I hope we get to it soon.
Well, we'll get to it.
All right.
We'll be back with it.
We're all just...
Okay.
I mean, to be quite honest, the motorcycle's just...
Okay.
Well, I'm just excited that I can judge a man on his merits, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Unlike Haggerty, you couldn't even admit that Garoppolo was good-looking.
Mm.
This portion of the Toucher and Rich Show is brought to you by Twin River Casino.
No.
What?
Oh,
I didn't know that.
.985 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and we were having a conversation on the air a couple days ago about Mike Giardi off to the NFL Network with views tonight. If he was a hunk or if he was a cutie pie. We all agreed that Phil Perry was a hunk. And Guy from Machine is our one of our favorite people in the world. And here's just an example of him talking about Phil Perry.
This guy...
Football player, right?
No. He's an anchor. His name is Phil. Phil Perry.
Oh, is he single? I'm not trying to jump.
I can put in a good word for you if you want.
I wouldn't mind if you do.
So what do you think of Phil?
Nice teeth. Nice smile. He looked like a football player. He's in the gym faithfully 4 o'clock in the morning before he hits wherever he's working.
Do you think he's a hunk or a cutie pie?
I would say a hunk.
Uh-huh.
This one's a hunk.
All right. Why don't we go to the next photo?
Sure. Okay, all right.
It's time to get to the next one.
All right, now let's go. Remember, these are all people from NBC Sports Boston.
Right.
Nick has laid out the photos in front of him right there on the bar at Machine. And let's move on down the roster, shall we?
All right. Why don't we go to the next photo?
Sure, slide it over.
His name is Mike Felger.
Oh, hi, Mike.
All right, now are we supposed to guess what he calls him?
Sure, yeah. That's a good game.
Okay, so it's not going to be a hunk or a cutie pie. It's going to be something like with gray. It's going to be like a twink.
I thought twink was a skinny.
Yeah,
didn't he tell us it was like a skinny?
Or maybe it's going to be some term that means like an older guy.
Okay. I've heard it, so I'm not going to.
Okay, yeah. Or it's like a rag doll.
Rag doll.
I don't know. Let's find out.
An older hairy animal, whatever that is.
Okay. So you're saying like a dying koala?
Yeah. that's good.
It's classified as.
I would love to hear the man from Machine say, yeah, he looks like an older hairy koala.
Right, here we go.
Look, like he may have came to Ramrod one time. I might have served him in the back.
Okay, so he's saying he might have been to the Ramrod one time,
right.
And he might have served him from the back.
Kind of recognizes him.
Yeah.
The face looks familiar.
He does?
You got to tell him he has a twin in the city, because this guy that comes in the club looks just like him. But this guy was wearing leather jeans, and he had a leather vest on with leather straps on his wrist.
Is he a hunk or a cutie pie?
I would say... A handsome bear. Handsome, rugged, in-the-closet bear.
Interesting.
Handsome, rugged, in-the-closet bear.
Okay, huh. So he's saying that someone who looked like Felger has been to the club. And
somebody looked just like him, right.
And he's been wearing leather. He had leather jeans. How that's possible, I don't know. He had a leather vest.
Right, it's S&M Felger.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Submissive Felger.
That's right.
Fine.
It's Rob Halford Felger.
I like whips and chains. Fact, not opinion.
Here we go.
Okay, hold on. Next.
this guy, his name's Gary.
Hi, Gary.
All right.
Okay, so he's going Gary Tangway now.
Some subset of nerd.
His name's Gary.
Hi, Gary. He looks like he eats Fruit Loops.
He looks like he's what?
He eats Fruit Loops.
So Gary and Michael both considered...
I don't know what this means. He tries to clarify it, I think.
Okay, let's see here.
He looked like he eat Fruit Loops.
What do you think he...
What are Fruit Loops, right?
What do you think he
Maybe
eats?
Lucky Charms. Actually, he looks like a turtle.
Looks like a turtle.
Yeah.
Turtle.
What the hell is going on?
Tangway the turtle?
What
I don't know what that
is. Is he got the glasses on in this? Maybe, does he think he looks like Franklin?
Maybe he's the kind of guy who hides in his shell until the right guy comes along.
All right,
we continue.
He looked like Mr. Magoo. He has the forehead of Mr. Magoo. Yeah, hello. Turtles by the sea, honey.
So do you think he's a hunk?
Well, baby turtles are cute, so I would say he's cute.
Oh, he's a cutie pie.
He's a cutie pie, because he's a little turtle.
Yeah. All right, last one.
So he's a Fruit Loop-eating turtle who has the forehead of Mr. Magoo.
Or Lucky Charms.
Or it could be Lucky Charms.
Hi, Gary. He looked like he eat Fruit Loops.
I don't know what that means.
All right, and then this is finally... And this has got to be Hagrid.
This is Rich's problem.
I'm not even going to guess.
Just
let him do the talking.
Don't.
This guy's name's Joe.
Hi, Joe. Oh, he likes pasta, huh?
We have a new pasta Joe, apparently.
Oh. Well, if your name's Joe, you're automatically.
Oh, he likes pasta, huh? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What do you think of him?
Very healthy looking.
Talk to me about his soul patch.
It looked like he went to the barber shop, and he's talking to a friend of his, and his friend's a barber. So he decides, let me take some hair off the floor and throw it on my face. He throws it right under his chin and walks out. I can't grow facial hair that well, so let me take something from the floor. And it doesn't even look like it's the color of his hair either. He pasted it on, right? Is that fake?
I think that's a real soul patch.
Are you sure? That looked fake to me.
He also loves Star Wars. He's a big Star Wars fan.
He is?
Yeah.
He also likes McDonald's, don't he?
Fred, hello!
Hello, guy from Machine.
Fred, hello!
I think that's a real soul patch.
Are you sure? That looked fake to me.
He also loves Star Wars. He's a big Star Wars fan.
He is?
Yeah.
He also likes McDonald's, don't he? He also likes McDonald's, don't he? He also likes McDonald's, don't he?
So would you say he's a hunk or a cutie pie?
A double Humpty Dumpty bear.
The guy from Machine even thinks I'm good looking.
No. Well, once the Bruins start, we're going to have to play this for Joe when we have him on.
He'll know about it.
So would you say he's a hunk or a cutie pie?
A double Humpty Dumpty bear.
Just don't fall off the wall.
Well, yeah, I would say a dumpy bear. Yeah, a dumpy bear. Yeah.
Hold on.
Humpty Dumpty's on the wall. All the kids.
Wait, what?
The drunk goes, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and he instead of had a great fall, he goes, and the horse is king's men.
Oh, okay.
That's all the king's fall.
Okay, okay. Because
Lord knows, how could you come up with Humpty Dumpty had a great fall?
Okay. Hello.
And we're
the guy from Machine. You make sure you come on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come see me! Fred, goodbye. Goodbye, Fred. Fred, 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 Fred. Fred, goodbye.
He still has that unrequited love for you, though, sir.
Do you have anything isolated that you want to play?
Hi, Gary. He looked like he eat Fruit Loops. double Humpty Dumpty bear. Hi, John. Oh, he likes pasta, huh? He also likes McDonald's, don't he? He also likes McDonald's, don't he? Fred, goodbye. Goodbye, Fred. Fred, 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 Fred. Fred, goodbye.
I don't know. I don't know what half the things he said mean.
He also likes McDonald's, don't he? Just don't fall off the wall. Well, yeah, I would say a dumpy bear. Yeah, a dumpy bear. Yeah. Hold on. Humpty Dumpty is on the wall. Oh, okay. No. Okay. Hello.
Is that
what
the guy made the...
Humpty Dumpty's on the wall. All the kids...
All the kids, no.
Okay, well, everyone came out looking good in that.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Giardi, indeed, a cutie pie. Phil Perry, a hunk. Felger, he didn't really get into. He just said he looked like someone who came into Machine. He said Gary looked like a turtle.
Hi, Gary.
And then he had a
he
lot...
He looked like he eat Fruit Loops.
And then he had a lot to say about Joe Harris.
Yeah, he did. I think we
Fred, goodbye.
I think we end the segment goodbye, now, Fred. I think, yeah, goodbye. I think
Fred,
it's
Fred,
over
Fred,
with.
Fred, goodbye. Fred, goodbye. Goodbye, Fred. Fred, 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 Fred. Fred, goodbye.
All right, goodbye, guy from Machine.
Fred, hello.
Hello, guy from Machine. It's always
Fred,
nice
goodbye.
Talking. Goodbye, guy from Machine. I
Fred,
always,
hello.
I prefer hello than goodbye.
Fred, goodbye. Goodbye, Fred.
All right, here are
Fred,
the headlines.
Fred, goodbye.
Really nothing to back it up, so unfortunately we have to do this.
Hot take police.
Hot take police.
It's idiotic. You're a moron.
Rob Parker, not on hey, speak about sports or whatever it's called.
Hey, I'm in subtitles.
That's right. Hey, as Fred said it best,
yeah.
95% of the televisions that are tuned into those shows don't have the sound on. They are on...
Oh, I'd say it's more than that.
They're on mute everywhere. They are shown in sports bars at 10 a.m. or airplane, the 19th hole bar at the airport.
Yep.
And you never can actually hear what they're saying. They're always on mute. However, this is a different case where he was on the Colin Cowherd show, which, once again, I still don't know where you can find that. But
nor do I.
All I know is that Colin Cowherd has essentially a gigantic pulpit that he sits up on the top of and looks down upon his minions. Am I exaggerating by saying that he might be sitting 5 feet taller than everyone else?
I think you might be underestimating
him. 20 feet away, maybe even like 7 feet taller than everyone else. Looking down at this, it's like a gigantic, it's huge. And you can't see anything that's in front of him. You just see his head barely poking out from the top. But Rob Parker was a guest on the show, and it was actually a fill-in host for
I forget what the guy's name is, but he was a fill-in host instead of Colin Cowherd. But let's listen to Parker, Mr. Rob Parker, with an opinion about the AFC East.
I'm not one of these guys that likes to sound the alarm, but sound the alarm. The bottom is going to fall out. We saw it last year, their defense, 24th ranked. Did you see them get mopped up by a backup quarterback in the Super Bowl? Yes. Yeah, they're not that good.
Was the Eagles' defense good?
Yes.
Did the Patriots punt in the Super Bowl?
It doesn't matter who won the game. Did they make the big play against Tom Brady?
They did. They were still in the Super Bowl. The question is, if you are not going to pick the Patriots, are you going to pick somebody else to win that division?
The guy who's hosting is the guy who stole the stuff out of the locker at Notre Dame.
It's the guy who's on the CBS Sports.
Godfrey?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think that he's on CBS anymore.
Okay.
All right, so Rob Parker is saying that the defense for the Patriots is not good, which could be the case.
He started off his argument, by the way, the beginning's cut off, but he started off the argument by saying that he believes that the Patriots may not win the AFC East this year.
Okay.
I might pick the New York Jetropolitans.
Please stop.
I'm not stopping.
How many drugs have you taken?
No, I haven't taken any drugs.
No, I mean, he's just saying that to say it. Yeah. I mean, the Patriots might not get a bye.
Sound the alarm.
No. Now, if you were talking about it, no, the Jets have way too many holes at too many positions. Okay. They don't have an offensive line.
Okay, here's the point where Rob Parker, if he's going to show up with that opinion, will give you some sort of stats. And they could be, like, bogus stats. They could be fudge stats.
You've opened well. You have everyone's attention. Now's the time to back up your argument.
He can even at this point say, have you seen Sam Darnold? This guy is going to be the next great thing. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, he's projected to have a greater rookie season.
I like that deal. The defense started well. They got a lot of good young players. They're all going to take the next step forward, something like that.
This is where you could say a ton of different things that would more than likely be wrong, but at least you're saying something to defend your point. Rob Parker, take it away.
You're up, baby.
Oh, that's it?
That's all I got.
Okay, because there's an extended cut where he just like just says nothing. Yeah, there's an extended cut of that. Oh. Okay, all right. All right. I mean, either way, he has been arrested by the Hot Take Police.
Hot Take Police.
Hot Take Police.
It's a long off season.
You're a moron!
Now, where is Lockhart? Because he can support me in this argument. He's always gone when I want to make the argument.
Well, he's got work he's got to do.
We're going back to yesterday.
No, but he's not in that room.
I know, but that Pro Tools isn't working.
So he has to go down the hall.
Okay. Which this studio's not working either yet. So he's got to go all the way down the hall. That's where I disappear too, and sometimes I forget we're back.
All right, just get Lockhart because we're on the air. Go get him, and because we'll discuss what we discussed yesterday. Because Lockhart and I discussed it.
Now your argument, just for those who weren't listening, is that in 2 or 3 years, isn't it possible for the Jets to take over the division?
2 years.
2 years. Okay.
That right now
Brady will be 43, and if Darnold matures like some people think he will, based on what they saw last week.
And you've seen, but you've seen second year quarterbacks have a lot of success.
If Darnold matures the way that all Jet fans hope he will, and Brady, Father Time finally catches up to Brady in 2 years.
Mother Nature finally catch up to Tom Brady.
Sorry, Mother Nature. And the Jet defense, which is young and talented. They got two talented safeties. It's Tremaine, I forget, Johnson. Whoever cornerback they just brought in is a young guy. Now that they got D. Milner out of the defense, you get all, you've kind of cut the fat.
Buster Screen.
And you have all of these guys. Isn't it possible that the Jets in 2 years could finally overtake the Patriots? Is that not your argument?
That is my argument.
Okay.
And then if the Jets go 7-9, 8-8 this season, does that scare you as a Patriots fan? If they split with the Patriots and that happens. Now, Lockhart, you were the one who got me started down this road.
Yeah.
Rich thinks I'm ridiculous.
No. Ridiculous was that next year. Didn't you say it was next year that they would be better?
You said no, 2 years from now.
That would be.
And your argument was you're nuts. That you said
I don't. Fred, I think it morphed into something else, because my whole thing was that if Brady is still here in 2 years, then no, the Patriots are still going to win the AFC.
So you are against what I'm saying.
Yeah, Brady will be here.
Okay, so not next year, but the year after. Yeah, yes. Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. I mean, Brady's here next year. Then
I'll even say next year that they could.
No. If Brady is still here next year,
this defense is old and not particularly good.
and Brady's going to keep getting older, and the Jets are very, very young.
I'll say but 2 years,
but
not next
but
year.
You're also banking on a guy that's never played a game in the NFL.
I understand that, but, I mean, Carson Wentz did it. Jared Goff did it.
Goff was the number one draft pick. I mean,
Rich, you don't understand the concept of the draft. I mean, there's different classes with different values of talent. Tim Couch was the number one pick in a draft. That's a terrible argument.
So you think that Sam Darnold would have been he would have been drafted before Jared Goff had they been in the same draft?
Yes. If Sam Darnold could have come out after his freshman year, would he not have been the overall number one pick in the draft?
Yeah, his value was skyrocketing.
Freshman year, he was unbelievable.
He would have been the number one pick in the draft. I mean, the argument that because Goff was the number one pick, Goff's not as good as Wentz. I mean, the argument that someone's the number one pick in the draft.
I'm on board with 2 years from now, the Jets being a threat if Darnold matures, but not next year. Anyway, Mike, you're here.
So the whole thing for me was it's not Brady, Darnold, it's the drafting. If Darnold is, stable at quarterback, which when was the last time the Jets had a stable quarterback?
Like Pennington.
Never.
Yeah
but Pennington. Even then, I wouldn't call him stable because he was always hurt.
Right.
Well, Sanchez was okay for a period.
That's not stable, though. That was like a 2 year period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about 10 years.
Handing the ball. Sustainable. Right. Yeah. I know.
When was the last time the Patriots had a great draft class or even like a great draft pick? I mean, it's been a long time.
Gronkowski.
Years ago now. So, if the Jets keep drafting well and they seem to be doing things right, I think they're going to catch up to the Patriots in a couple of years, especially, when Brady is gone.
You have that much faith in their organization as opposed to Bill Belichick and his ability to put together a team.
Well, he just told you that they haven't made a good pick in years.
Right. And the Jets seem to not be screwing up as much. It seemed like last year they really looked at things and were like, all right, let's just not take a quarterback at six. Let's take the best safety in the class. And it really worked out. And then second round, they did the same thing. They said, let's get this guy May. He's another great safety. And, it really worked out for them. They didn't just grab some wide receiver or running back or something. They went and played it smart during the draft.
And they're also much younger and there's room for growth there. And the Patriots are what was it, Dan? The some weird thing like everyone's over 30.
There's like 13 players on the Patriots that are now at least 30 years old, and I think there was one on the Jets.
Yeah,
so the Patriots are riddled with players over the age of 30. Riddled at all positions. Kostowski's 34, backup quarterback, everything, cornerbacks. The tight end's going to be 30. It's ridiculous how old they are.
Yeah. So I think
quarterback is 41.
I think even next year that the Jets could make you nervous. It all depends on Darnold. I mean, if the Jets desperately wanted Darnold, I mean, there's articles about how they all simultaneously orgasmed when he fell to him. And, if they're that high on Darnold, I mean, second year quarterbacks have had success. He doesn't have a tremendous amount of skill position players around him, but they got a ton of cap room still.
I guess my faith is that Tom Brady, 2 years removed from MVP, which would be next year, I still think would be better, even at that age, than what we think Sam Darnold will be after 1 year in the NFL.
Of course. Well, Tom Brady just mentally is always going to be better than Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. But if Darnold is a good quarterback and he has the team around him, then that's different than just saying, Brady's still there, because who else is around Brady? It might be, Edelman 2 years from now who's broken down.
Edelman's broken down now. Who knows what Edelman's going to be like this season? So, and you're right. You have no faith in their ability to draft anyone.
And their drafting's not awful. I mean, I'm going through it right now, since 2011.
What constitutes a good class? Three players hitting? Does that constitute a good class? It's been 3 years. 2015 was the last time they had three players hit.
Because before that, I mean, you had the drafts with
Shaq Mason, Trey Flowers, Malcolm Brown. That's the 2015 class.
Malcolm Brown's been so underwhelming.
Last year?
Yeah.
Then maybe 2 years ago he was good. I mean, there have been times where he's been very good.
I wouldn't hold that up.
Okay. 2014, Garoppolo, Stork, and White.
All right. So you got a second round pick.
A second, a third.
Stork's gone.
A second and two.
White and Garoppolo were good picks. Those were good players.
They're not playing anymore.
No, I understand.
I'm not saying
they've been lights out. I'm just saying three players were valuable in one draft class.
Garoppolo got you a second round pick.
Yes.
Very impactful.
So, right, so you got impactful. You basically got what you got your pick back.
2012, Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower were your two top picks.
Yep. Chandler Jones is gone.
Yes. Yep. 2011, Nate Solder, Shane Vereen, Stephen Ridley, Marcus Cannon.
Now, if you want to argue about Bill Belichick's inability to get the value on these guys, now that's a different conversation. I agree with you. But if you look at just the pure drafts, I mean, these players that Wallach's naming are good players.
Doesn't matter. So, they didn't get it. They're not on the team.
Understood.
But no, the idea of a draft class is that the guys stick around for a couple contracts.
Or you get something good for them, right, Fred? I mean, I would think it would be exciting to finally have a team where you've got some sort of competition. I wanted Kirk Cousins to go to the Jets. I wanted there to be some sort of right now competition. Let's make this interesting. And it hasn't been that way for a while. So seeing Sam Darnold and the what I've heard everyone say about him and what he could possibly become is kind of exciting to me. Now, losing Tom Brady is not. That's like the end of times. And it's fairly depressing, especially now they don't have a backup. But no, I'm glad that it sounds like the Jets are doing something to make this finally interesting after all of these years. Because how long has it been? It's been since Rex was here.
Yeah, the 1 year that they had that great defense.
Yep. And they can't wait. It was the whole can't wait situation.
And that wasn't sustainable because Rex had brought in all those veterans. The idea behind this is that they stay young and keep guys around for some length of time.